So essentially, it was about steam generator upgrades and improving upon critical infrastructure. That pretty much didn't happen. But now Eskom would have to pay close to R1 billion to French nuclear contractor Framatome after the Western Cape High Court found the utility refused to pay damages after it cancelled the contract. What was the fine print in the contract? Because you're still liable to pay about R1 billion. Let's find out. Energy analyst online, Chris Yellen. Chris, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you and the listeners.
Chris, is this once again a situation and a scenario where the embattled power utility dropped the ball once again? Yeah, they've got to pay for something which didn't happen. They cancelled. Did they read the fine print? It's still money that they're bleeding once again.
Now, let me try and explain what I think happened from everything that I read.
Yeah.
And I read it very closely. A couple of years ago, Eskom commenced the shutdown of Unit 2 at Coburg. This is a major nuclear reactor, 950 megawatts. And the purpose of the shutdown was to change the so-called three steam generators on that reactor. These steam generators are big heat exchangers that convert high-pressure, high-temperature water into steam to drive the turbines. The shutdown commenced, and the contractor who was engaged to supply the steam generators and replace them was a company called Framatome, originally called Areva, changed its name to Framatome. It's actually part of Electricité de France. Electricité de France is the utility, the national utility, the so-called Eskom of France. So they have the contract to change these steam generators, and the shutdown started. And they started work to replace these steam generators, but found that Eskom had not done its part of the work. And Eskom was supposed to produce a so-called containment building for which the old steam generators that are taken out of the reactor get put into this containment building to contain any radioactivity, because these steam generators being in the reactor are actually radioactive and need to be stored in a place where you don't have access, preventing unauthorized access to prevent any radiation harm. The point is, Eskom was supposed to have done this work before the shutdown so that when they took out the steam generators, they can put them in the containment building. But the contractor, Framatome, found that this building had not been completed and it had to stop work. Now, getting these specialists out from France and all these contractors and people and high-tech people to start the contract and get it underway is a very expensive exercise. And by Eskom stopping the project midstream creates an event for which the contractor can claim damages. And it claimed R1 billion, which Eskom resisted. I'm not sure why. It went to arbitration. The arbitrator found in favor of Framatome. It then went, Eskom appealed this matter, and it went to the courts. And the courts heavily criticized Eskom for opposing this matter, because there's a contract between the parties, and it's clear that this is an event for which damages can be claimed, and the judge ruled in favor of Framatome, and so Eskom has to pay this money.
So essentially, Chris, no blame on the side of Areva, and then later the contract was taken over by Framatome. No blame on their side. Eskom is squarely to blame here.
You know, the history of this project is fraught with, it's a fascinating story which I've covered for the last 10 years. I've studied it, I've written about it several times. But just a little bit of history, because frankly, Areva and Framatome, I'm amazed that Eskom hasn't claimed massive damages against them in the past.
Really?
And I'll tell you the reasons. So, you may know that this project was originally placed with Framatome Areva during the days of Molefe and Cocoa. And frankly, it appeared that this was fraudulently placed with Framatome and Areva in the first place. The aggrieved bidder, Westinghouse, who is the original designer of the of Coburg, for which Framatome and Areva had a license to build, the Westinghouse was very aggrieved because their price was considerably lower than Areva's, which became Framatome, but the delivery time was 3 months longer. So Eskom's chief executive and head of generation, I think head of technology at the time, Mr. Coco, in their great wisdom, decided to place this order, this more expensive contract with Areva and Framatome, on the basis that it offered a 3 month quicker delivery, and that delivery was absolutely critical in their view. It was like a life and death situation. So critical, 3 months would make the huge difference. So the order was placed with them. Westinghouse went to court to challenge the decision as corrupt. And it won its case in the High Court. And the court ordered the contract to be stopped. However, Eskom took the matter on appeal. It went to the appeal court, and the appeal court ruled in favor of Westinghouse again. And ruled that this contract should be stopped. Eskom then went to the Constitutional Court, and the Constitutional Court reversed the decisions of the High Court and the Appeal Court and ruled in favor of Eskom, not on the merits of the case at all, but on the on what is called a view of, the issue of locus standi. They ruled that that Westinghouse in America was the wrong party to bring this court action. It should have been Westinghouse in Belgium. As it happens, Westinghouse Belgium is 100% subsidiary of Westinghouse United States. Anyway, the court ruled that the wrong party had brought the matter to court and ruled in favor of Eskom, and the contract was then handed to Areva and Westinghouse, and this caused several year delay, by the way.
Oh my goodness.
Long beyond the 3 months. Long beyond the 3 months, you know, that Eskom claimed was needed, the reason why it should place the order with Areva. Anyway, the story doesn't even end there. So Areva started making these steam generators. Areva started making these steam generators, and halfway through, they found that they couldn't continue making them. They experienced cracks and all kinds of technical problems in France with the forging. These are massive steel structures. I mean, you can't believe how big they are. And anyway, Areva couldn't continue. It was running very late, and it decided to get these things made in China. So it hired 6 Antonov aircraft, one for each steam generator, and transported these steam generator forgings by air freight to China in view of the extreme urgency. Anyway, they got to China. The Chinese took one look at these steam generators and said, listen, these are beyond repair. We have to scrap them. We're going to start again from scratch. So they started again, causing many more years of delay, by the way.
Oh, my goodness.
And anyway, they eventually delivered 2 steam generators. The 3rd steam generator, they dropped it. They dropped the steam generator. I mean, this meant more delays, by the way. They had to retest the thing, et cetera, et cetera. But finally, they were delivered, and they got to site. So what I'm really trying to point out, Areva's and Framatome's role in this whole saga is absolutely disastrous, and I am amazed that Eskom haven't claimed massive damages from them, because this has caused years of delay when, in fact, you know, they could have awarded this project to Westinghouse, who were only going to take 3 months delay longer.
Absolutely pathetic.
That is a long and sorry saga.
It is.
And as I say, the public pays for all of this, because it caused several years of load shedding. Load shedding was caused by these reactors not being done in time.
Chris, let's leave it on that note. 1 billion rands later. Thanks so much for your time, Chris Yelland.
It's a pleasure. Thank you. Cheers.